What is the IRS doing today? Why am I up here talking to you? I said I'm a tax procedure junkie. I love it. I'm ex-IRS senior trial counsel. I'm ex-Department of Justice special assistant U.S. attorney. I love tax controversies. And one of the funnest kinds of tax controversies is what? Estate and gift controversies. And why are estate and gift controversies so fun? Because when we fight them, we get to use the Wayback Machine. How many people like the Wayback Machine? All my fees go back to date of death. So it's a wonderful thing. As my old boss told me at the IRS, he said, Josh, if you just fight the case long enough, doesn't matter what happens, you're going to erase the liability through your attorney's fees because the deduction and the circular interest calculation. I looked at him, I said, really? Or as my daughter says, what? So September 18, 2019, how's that for timely? I have an estate. It's being audited by a very nice person. As we'll talk about later, they are not in Dallas, Texas. They are on one of the coasts. So in this letter, they asked me a few things. Okay? Now, I remember that you have to value things at a certain date, and that would be the date of death. Everybody agree with that one? Okay, so I got that right. So then why does this letter said, please let me know whether any assets shown on the estate tax return have been sold or, even worse, have been subject of a sale or purchase offer. Not an actual sale, an offer. Within 3 years of the date of this letter. Well, wait a second. This is the estate tax examining letter. Let me back up. We died. After we died, we filed a 706. The 706 reflected what happened on date of death. What does it matter what happened within 3 years after the IRS picks up the return, and they have 3 years from the time we file the tax return to pick up the return? Who cares? It's irrelevant. Famous case, I believe, is Smith. Y'all know that one, right? Of course. Everyone knows that one. So what's going on here? This tells us what a dangerous environment we live in. So my client is actually in a process of negotiating, and you want to talk about a arm's length negotiation with his stepbrothers. And the stepbrothers are very upset because somehow their mom died first as opposed to dying second. And she was supposed to die second so they could get the estate and do what my client's doing. And so they're very upset about this. And so he made them an offer to buy one of the entities. And I said, now listen, I'm worried about this offer. And he made the offer before this letter came out. I said, the IRS will use this offer against us. I said, are we sure that our offer is correct? Well, it turns out, because of the wonderful family relationship, the offer is not higher than the discounted value on the estate tax return. The value is actually discounted off the discounted value of the estate tax return. So if they take the offer, I plan to use that in my audit to say, oh, it looks like we went too high because arm's length went there. And we're going to see if the auditor is going to buy off on that. And I'm sure the auditor will tell me, what? Oh, that's after the date of death. That's irrelevant. We don't need that. So what you're seeing is the IRS is not necessarily being consistent in the way that they're addressing these cases and the way they're using these arguments. And that makes us a little frustrated. In this letter, they also tell me they want to know whether any additional deductions have come to my attention. There's nothing but additional deductions when I'm in the estate tax audit. And then finally, they want to know if any additional assets. And we'll talk about that in a little bit because our famous friend Foreign Entanglements comes into play here. They also tell me, basically, we need a year on the statute to send this case to IRS appeals. So that means the IRS used to have 3 years to audit you. Now they really have 2 years to audit you if you want to go to appeals. And what do we know? We know in an income tax case, what can we do? In an income tax, we can extend the statute of limitations. I normally don't, but we can in the IRS examination. In the state tax examination, you cannot extend the statute of limitations. That has had a huge effect on our audits, because what that means is our audits almost never go to IRS appeals anymore because we don't have enough time left on the statute of limitations. This is really affecting how it works and goes down the pipeline, and I'm hoping to have time to talk about that. Okay, so that's newest and greatest, September 18, 2019. You're getting some really new, good information here. Let's pop into this PowerPoint, okay? Let's see, where are we? Okay, where we are is, before we start, I'll say this. I mentioned I'm tax controversy. Everybody out here who does planning, raise their hand. Okay, just the people on the back row, it looks like. So, everybody here who does planning, you have a tremendous burden. And the burden is, and this is alluded to by Professor Johansson, you've got to be right. If you're not right, people don't react well. How many of y'all have had that experience? I know nobody here's ever done anything that turned out not being right. So I'm in tax controversy. I don't have to be right. I just have to convince the IRS that I'm right or that a court might find that I am right. This gives me a lot more leeway in making arguments. I'm very creative and I can let the technical people at my firm come back and tell me if they think I haven't exactly hit the nail on the head there. But so that's a huge luxury in tax controversy. And that's why in the tax controversy and audit arena, what we try and do is we try and separate the return preparer, which is either a CPA or many times the estate planner, away from the IRS auditor. Because the return preparer has to be right in everything they say to the IRS. I just have to have an argument about why I think it's right. That's a big distinction, especially because in today's world at the IRS, it's very interesting. How many people in here know that estate tax examiners are all attorneys?